And now some quick takeouts on stories we have to be on top of this week. We'll start with Todd Zwillig, Takeaways Washington correspondent. So healthcare reform, some major developments earlier this morning. But it seems to me in general, Todd, that healthcare reform has really tested the patience, the wonkiness, as well as the manners of lawmakers this week. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, the patient. I mean, you know, John, this is what we pay him for. Late nights, you know, what are we dealing with? 17% of the economy. They better be willing to stay up late.
I'm all
committee,
for it.
Yeah, well, the committee finished this bill, finished the amendments on this bill at about 2:15 this morning.
Senate Finance Committee.
Senate Finance Committee, getting this bill ready to go to the floor. Now, they got to vote on it next week, as you mentioned, in the committee. But they made some fairly major progress on the affordability front. You know, one of the major issues with this bill is we want to get everyone signed up for insurance, or almost everyone, and but we have to make it affordable. So you have the individual mandate. Everybody has to buy coverage.
Right.
And if you don't buy coverage, you get penalized. Well, the problem with that is people who don't have a lot of money, if you penalize them or make them buy insurance, can they afford it? So there was a major amendment last night sponsored by Chuck Schumer that basically exempted about 2 million people from having to buy coverage, and that's supposed to make the coverage more affordable. It's a fairly major step because it makes the bill potentially more palatable to people like Olympia Snowe, the only Republican who might vote for this.
I mean, quickly, they could have gone down the subsidy road to make it more affordable that way, but instead they just exempt people. What about the manners? Some pretty nasty tempers there in Congress this week.
Yeah, you know, we got to open the sideshow file a little bit, I guess, on a Friday. Alan Grayson of Florida, of course, got on the floor. Many people might have heard about this and said the Republican health plan is don't get sick, and if you get sick, die fast. The Republicans want you to die quickly, and there's a holocaust of health care that Republicans basically like. They went nuts. Speaker Pelosi got asked yesterday whether this Democrat should be reprimanded or whether he should apologize. She said, no. I didn't like his words, but if he's going to apologize, everyone should apologize. Of course, she was referring to who? Joe Wilson.
Right,
remember
of
him?
Course. Yes, yeah. The Eli man, yeah.
So another week, another bit of ignominy on the House floor. He didn't break any rules with his comments. He didn't disparage any individual members or the president, but it wasn't appropriate. So Republicans are mad about it. But it's a sideshow, you know. As
and it will probably stay that way. Yep.
Yeah, exactly right. But yeah, tempers flare with a big issue like this.
All right. So next week, healthcare vote in the Finance Committee, and then it goes on to the full Senate. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.